What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You know, there are two people who really help us see the world in really interesting ways. I feel like it's Donald Trump and Kim Kardashian. For different reasons. Like, I feel like Donald Trump has gotten more people interested in politics than ever before in history, you know? Before him, nobody knew who the, like, energy secretary was. They knew, like, no one really cared, no one. And then Donald Trump came, and people were like, screw you, Betsy DeVos, Ben Carson, wah! No one, but then Trump, like, brings you in, do you know what I mean? You get involved. And then I feel like Kim Kardashian does that with, like, issues. Because I'm amazed at how many people suddenly became historical, just like buffs, and they were so passionate. They just like overnight. I don't remember, there were many people who, you know, they've been passionate about costumes and the preserving of fabrics and outfits for, you know, decades. That's their profession. But those people versus everyone who's angry on the internet, as if they've always known. They were just like, and did you know when you wear a dress, it dissolves your armpit, your sweat, no. Oh, I've always known this. Have you? You really knew this? I didn't know this. I didn't know. Oh, and the museum has rules about what it can and cannot. I didn't know a museum. I didn't know the museum. I thought museums just choose whatever they want. I thought they make the rules and they figure it out. I didn't know there were like actual rules about what they should and shouldn't do. Do you know what I mean? Like sometimes they'll put like a dinosaur, like the bones, just put it in the museum, and then like it looks like you could slide on it. I don't know that you can't. If they said we could slide, I'll slide, you know? And people are like, how could you slide on dinosaur bones? Wow, look nice, look fun. Everyone just gets into it, you know? This is weird. Everyone's an expert on the dress now. I've always known what you should do. But if you always knew, why weren't you angry that it was at Ripley's, believe it or not? I feel like your anger should have started there.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. King's Island is now open on weekends.